Bach's Coffee Cantata, which I spoke about last week, was first performed in the largest and most splendid of the many Leipzig coffee houses, Café Zimmermann. This coffee house was a 4.5-story Baroque house on the elegant street of Katharinenstrasse. In summer, Zimmermann also had a coffee garden outside the east gate of the city. The coffee house sadly was destroyed in an air raid in 1943. The coffee drinkers of Leipzig were very particular about their coffee, and at the time it was drunk very sweet in small Meissen porcelain cups. When times were bad, coffee beans had to be counted, and so-called sword coffee was served. This was coffee so weak that you could see through it to the bottom of the cup, where you saw the Meissen trademark of two crossed blue swords. Zimmermann started to host weekly concerts in his café from 1720, and the Collegium Musicum would perform. This group was founded by Telemann when he was a law student in Leipzig, and later it was taken over by Bach. The adverts promoted the concerts for Kavaliere und Dame. Women were not normally allowed into coffee houses, so this was their weekly opportunity to get in. There was no fee for the audience. Zimmermann's expenses were repaid by the extensive sales of coffee. The Collegium performed for 2 hours, and the repertoire included Handel, Locatelli, Scarlatti, and of course Telemann and Bach. There's a French Baroque group called Café Zimmermann, and this year they celebrate their 20th anniversary with a new CD. From this, here is one of the works which Bach performed in the café. The last movement from the concerto in A major for harpsichord.
Thank you.
That was Bach's Harpsichord Concerto in A Major, the last movement, performed by the French group Café Zimmermann. To hear this bonbon again, go to the FMR website, click on Podcasts, Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.